Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride extended canter. Now, extended canter is a movement that appears in dressage tests from medium level in the UK and from third level in the US. However, even if you're not competing at that level just yet, you can still use the extended canter as an exercise to improve your horse's trot work, to loosen his back, and to help him respond more simultaneously to your half-halt aids. So how do you ride extended canter? That's what we're going to look at in today's podcast episode, and we're also going to answer some commonly asked questions about the extended canter, and we'll explain how to ride a good one. So firstly, what is extended canter? So in the extended canter, the horse should cover the maximum amount of ground of which he is physically capable, showing an increased moment of suspension. Now, as well as lengthening his stride, the horse's frame should lengthen with his nose pointing more or less forward. Now, the horse should maintain the correct 3-beat canter sequence and tempo whilst remaining relaxed and supple through his back. And the horse should lower his croup so that his steps are elevated, elastic and uphill. Now, an extended canter that ticks all of these boxes will be rewarded with a high mark from the dressage judge. Now, this leads us nicely into discussing what does the extended canter tell the dressage judge. Now, when the judge is presented with a good quality extended canter, clear balanced transitions and an attentive horse, he or she can see that the rider's half halts are working and that the combination is working in harmony. The horse is clearly connected through his back to the rider's contact, and he is truly supple and elastic through his back and neck. So the bottom line is that a good extended canter with smooth, clear transitions in and out tells the dressage judge that the horse is truly through. So now let's discuss some common problems in the extended canter. Now, unfortunately, extended canter can be something of a banana skin for the dressage rider. And common problems in the extender that are seen by dressage judges include the following. So number one, tension. Number two, hollowing and rushing the strides. Number three, galloping, so losing the correct canter sequence. Number four, losing balance onto the forehand. Number five, the rider using too much hand so that the horse comes short in the neck and or behind the vertical. And number six, losing engagement and becoming crooked. Now, the horse should show clear, balanced transitions in and out of the extended canter, and in some dressage tests, these transitions are marked separately. Now, often, it's the downward transition back to the collected canter that causes the problems, and the horse often loses his balance and falls into trot during the downward transition. Now, another common failure is that the rider uses too much hand, which results in a rough, unbalanced transition, and the consequent loss of engagement often leaves the horse on his forehand, spoiling the quality of the trot work after the transition. So now let's move on to assessing the canter. Because before you can begin teaching your horse to extend the canter, you must take a look at the working canter, especially the transitions within the pace. Now, the canter works as a natural conditioner for the horse's back, causing the back muscles to stretch as the horse sits on his hind legs and thrusts himself into the suspension phase of the stride. Now, that causes the horse to be momentarily collected. Now, by using a half halt to balance the horse, you can prevent the haunches from overpowering the forehand. Now, that will enable the horse to stretch his loin muscles and his belly muscles, which enable him to achieve the sustained collection that he will need for more advanced work. Now, a good quality working canter will teach the horse to respond to a light leg aid. And once you've achieved that, you will be able to collect the horse without losing engagement and impulsion. Now, in turn, that will keep the horse supple and thinking forwards whilst waiting for your next instruction, which will enable you to ride balanced transitions in and out of the extended canter. So, working on transitions within the canter will help to develop and strengthen your horse, making him more supple and through and more sensitive to your aids. So here's a summary of the qualities that you will need in your horse's working canter before you can begin working on the extended canter. So quality number one, the horse must move easily from a light leg aid. Now that will enable you to engage the horse in both upward and downward transitions so that you can keep him supple and round in his frame. Quality number two, you must be able to maintain the impulsion without having to pump with your back and seat. Quality number three, the horse must flex to both left and right reins whilst working evenly into both. Quality number four, the horse must remain straight in the canter and during the transitions within the pace. Quality number five, the horse must be relaxed and active when performing shoulder fore and leg yield. And quality number six, the horse must work consistently in self-carriage without falling onto his forehand or relying on your hand for balance and support. Now, once you are confident that your horse fulfills all the criteria that we've just discussed, then you can then start introducing him to the extended canter. So now let's move on to discuss how to prepare your horse for extended canter. Now, it's advised that you don't attempt to ride the extended canter without doing some preparatory work first. So here's an exercise you can do at home. So step number one, begin by riding in working canter on a 20 meter circle. And then step number two, ask the horse to lengthen for just a few strides, then tighten your legs around the horse's barrel and use your seat to collect him. And then soften your back to tell the horse to lengthen again. And then when you ask the horse to collect again, don't use your reins, instead use your legs, seat and back. And then gradually increase the number of lengthened strides until your horse can maintain the lengthening for the half of a circle and then go large around the arena. Step number three. Now, using the whole arena, ask your horse to lengthen his canter strides for 6 strides and then shorten for 6 strides. And if the horse begins to lean on the contact, ask him forward again, just a little bit so that the horse thinks about accelerating, and then use a half halt to collect him again. And then try to give your half halt at the moment when you feel the hindquarters lift. Now, this exercise is useful for keeping the horse ready for both upward and downward transitions, and it also helps to keep him from falling onto his forehand. Now, very soon, the horse will begin to associate forwards with bringing his haunches more underneath him for all transitions, which will improve the connection and the elasticity of the strides. Then step number four, before asking your horse to lengthen his stride for the entire long side of the arena, you should practice the upward and downward transitions. And that will help you become familiar with the aids that you need to use for both transitions. So, make it a habit to ride deep into the corners to allow yourself plenty of time to set up your horse. And the horse must learn to wait for your aids and not motorbike around the corner on his inside shoulder. Now, after you have rounded the corner, put your horse into shoulder four for a few strides. And be sure to keep your weight onto your inside seat bone and be careful not to lean in or collapse your hips as you ride around the corner. Now, if the horse resists, you have probably slipped onto your outside seat bone and are using your inside rein to counterbalance yourself. So adjust your position to help keep the horse straight and correct the resistance. Then step number five, straighten your horse out from the shoulder four as you reach the long side, sitting equally on both of your seat bones. And then soften your back so that you follow the horse's movement with your seat when you ask him for lengthened strides, being careful not to rock your shoulders. And then step number six, finally ride your horse in shoulder four from the penultimate letter to the last letter on the long side and then ride him straight into the corner again. Now, using the corners interspersed with a few strides of shoulder four will help engage the horse and keep him straight through the transitions and during the extended canter itself. Now, the exercise will also prevent you from throwing your horse away into the lengthening in the mistaken belief that the corner will help bring him back to you. So now let's move on how to actually ride the extended canter. So once you have done the exercise that we have just discussed and you have completed the preparatory work, you can ask your horse to stay in extended canter for the whole length of the long side of your arena. So repeat the process of putting your horse into shoulder four as you ride him through the corner, and then sit equally on both of your seat bones and close your leg around the horse's barrel to ask him for a bigger push from his hind legs. Now the horse should respond immediately and you should feel his forehand lift up. Now as that happens, soften your hands so that the horse can stretch through his top line and focus on keeping the horse's shoulders directly in front of his hindquarters so that he remains straight. Now as you reach the penultimate letter on the long side, put your weight onto your inside seat bone and bring the horse's shoulders towards the inside of the track so that he is in shoulder four position and ask for a downward transition back into the working canter or collected canter. Now sit deeper as you close your legs to bring the horse's haunches underneath him and stop following the forehand movement. But be ready to push the horse on with your seat if he feels like he will break the canter. Now, if you feel the horse losing his uphill cadence, immediately ride onto a 15 or 10 metre circle to re-engage the horse's hind legs. And throughout the exercise, never push your horse to give more than he can handle at his stage of training. And be happy with a good few quality steps of extended canter and then build on that. Because many riders make the mistake of asking for too much ground cover at first, and that usually causes their horse to lose their balance and falls onto the forehand. Now also, your horse should use his back and remain in self-carriage without relying on your hands for support. Now the horse's back must be very loose and soft, and you should feel that you are covering ground without increasing the tempo of the canter. Now, if you have any experience of riding through jumping grids, the feel of an extended canter will feel just like riding down a line of bounces on the long side of your arena. So to wrap this episode up, extended canter is a difficult exercise to get right, and many horses rush and break into a 4-beat gallop sequence rather than maintaining the correct 3-beat canter. So take the time to prepare for the extended canter by teaching your horse to understand the half halt, make sure that you sit upright through the corners, and use shoulder four positioning to keep the horse straight and in an uphill balance. Now if you have any other questions about this exercise, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.